It comes in a bag, and they boil the bag, and then they just put it in a bowl. But it is fantastic.
All right, so Panera versus... Well, we'll save it for the cast.
Yeah.
Save it for the cast. How are we starting this one off? This is State of Star Wars Part 2, because we were running kind of late on the last one.
Yeah.
You're going to... You got negative last time. You're going to get all positive this time.
Hey, no, I
said you, not me.
I did, and I promised myself I wouldn't. I'll rein that in. I'm not trying to be an internet troll. It's just
unlimited power.
Star Wars.
Wars of Star. Star Trek, fight me.
Picard,
old as fuck.
Hey, come on. You watch how you talk about Patrick Stewart. That man is
Eric,
a hero.
What have you done?
Hey there, guys and gals. Welcome to the Asteroid Factory podcast, where nerd knowledge is on point. We are your hosts, James Von Doom.
I'm Chewie.
And I'm Three Toes.
We're talking Star Wars again.
Yeah.
State of Star Wars.
So nice
part,
we did it.
Two.
Dose.
Twice.
Yeah. All right.
Picks of the week first?
Yeah. I'm going. Yeah. Somebody see me in.
Well, hold on a second. We got to wait till the theme song ends.
Wrap it up.
Wait a second. It goes on for like another 40 seconds. okay, I faded it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for waiting through the theme song. Doom.
Wait, it's going to be Doom?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got
to
go.
Wait, you have to do that again. Here we go.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for waiting through the theme song. It's Doom.
We apologize to a host of communities. okay. My asteroid pick of the week is news.
Oh, Star Wars fake related. News?
No. We only do real news. God damn
Wait,
it.
Are you doing a Star Wars one again? God damn it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was scrolling through the interwebs and I was on YouTube. excuse me. And I saw a video from IGN. So rumors have it that EA is, they're not sure, either rebooting or creating a sequel to Knights of the Old Republic, the video game. Yeah, no, that deserves a fucking round of applause.
Whoa, wait. So, full disclosure, last podcast, for those of you who listened, and that's everyone, we ended with the fact that Taco Bell brought back the double-decker taco because I said it was gone. They're rebooting that game because you have talked about that game before, and there is a fuck ton of Star Wars games out there, but you've always said
Knights of the Old Republic.
This is EA, though, right?
Yeah.
So it'll only run...
But EA did. Didn't they do The Fallen Order?
They did.
All right, so they might be... But I...
Oh.
The world of gaming... Star Wars fans in the world of gaming. Knights of the Old Republic. this is a true story. Back when it came out, I bought a fucking Xbox just so I could play that game.
Boom.
Like, that's that... And I played...
And you had already owned an Xbox. You just bought another one.
I bought a second copy. No. It was one of the greatest childhood memories. I mean, I was, 14, 15 when it came out, but it is one of the greatest RPGs of all time.
Why?
It was one of the... The action wasn't necessarily the best, but it was... You could choose. That's why. It was one of the first games to implement choice. Your character, you could have him say what you wanted to say, and you could, you know, choose light side or dark, and... The story of the first game was groundbreaking. Second one wasn't as great, but...
There's two?
There were two. Knights of the Old Republic, I think just Knights of the Old Republic. I don't remember if it had a title. It's been a couple years.
What other game system would it have been equated to? Would that have been a PS1?
Yeah, PS2,
probably.
It was the PS2, yeah. And it was only an Xbox title, and it was glorious. I can't wait. And it's funny, Kathleen Kennedy confirmed that EA is working on... A Knights of the Old Republic-ish title, and that's what everyone is kind of leaning towards, is either a reboot or a recreation of Knights of the Old Republic.
Recreations have done well on game systems, like very well.
Oh my God. I'll pre-order it right now.
Nice.
Wait, did they confirm another movie?
No.
That's going to be old?
No. A lot of people are thinking that the game is going to help kind of bring...
Usher in.
Yes.
It would do it, right? If it was very popular. Yeah. I mean,
Knights of the Old Republic is already... Amazing, like people, fans love it. They still have a PC game out, Knights of the Old Republic. That's fairly popular, but
okay.
I mean, fans want it.
This would be what you guys have talked about and wanted, and this would do it. That's awesome.
Taika's going to direct, and it's going to be showrun by Favreau and Filoni. I mean, it's...
We'll get into that. Together.
Triple threat.
We'll get into that in our main topic.
Awesome. Okay. Pick Ozivik. Someone want to bring in...
I'll do you, Chewy. Later.
All right.
Wink.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is me with my pick of the week.
You did it again?
Chewy was good.
You guys like things furry? Here we go.
Shave that butthole already. Starting to creep out the back of his pants.
I don't know what to say. I love you guys.
Wait, like the pant
the
leg?
The butthole. Oh, I'm at the back of his pants.
My pick of the week is, we haven't talked about it, I don't think. Have you guys yet seen the movie Ready or Not?
No. Sounds familiar. Please explain.
Awesome. No, and I wanted to bring it out when it was in the theater, but I rewatched it again recently. So Ready or Not is horror comedy. Yeah, I guess it's a horror thriller comedy. Samara Weaving.
Wait, I think I watched the trailer for this. Is the movie poster like a woman in like a dress?
Wedding dress?
Is this the one where she gets brought into a house with like a family and she has to play like hide and seek or something?
Yes.
Like
Yes. So I love the fact that you guys haven't seen it. So it's out. It's widespread. I don't know if it's streaming yet. I know it's Redbox for sure. So it's got to be streaming soon.
Our picks are going to go really well together.
That's right, because you have one.
They're going to fuck.
Yeah. This movie is a blast. It is an absolute blast. It is, and to know anything more about it, like I think that's more than enough setup. Samara Weaving's amazing. I think she's really going to be quite a big action star. And there's another movie coming up this year that if we talk about it,
the main character, Samara Weaving?
Yes. She's awesome. But the premise is so well executed that it's like a perfect late night. It's more comedy horror than horror comedy, but it's so fucking well done. It's entertaining as shit, rewatchable shit. Definitely check it out. You'll like it.
Cool. So Ready or Not.
Yeah.
And is that streaming anywhere?
I should have checked before I came in. It should be very soon, but it's got to be damn close because I got it from... No, I watched it on the plane the second time, but it's also at Redbox, so it's got to be.
Redbox.
Yeah, I'm still old
school.
What
year is it? What the fuck? Dude,
I need to scratch that itch.
All those poor people going to their Redbox.
You fucking... Please.
Okay, cool.
Right, I'm ready for this.
You see me in? Here we go. Get ready to scissor with Three Toes and Chewy's pick of the week. How do you scissor with a pick of the week?
You said they were going to fuck.
Let me draw you a picture. Okay, so this is my legs.
I do have a diagram on the whiteboard behind you.
Okay, so I have to tell a brief story. Last night, this is last night. I purposefully stayed up late finishing a movie because I wanted to talk about it on the podcast. If the movie was garbage an hour in, I would have pulled the ripcord and left. Mm. However, I did not, and I stayed up till about 2:30 in the morning.
Then you pulled the ripcord.
Then I pulled the ripcord.
Don't tell. I want to guess. Give us some hints. Give me any little hint about it.
I'm not going to give you hints. I'm just going to give you a little bit of a story. So I poured myself a drink. The kids were in bed. The wife was sleeping. I had a little bit of time to myself, and
really
I wanted to watch
the
something.
Nice.
I had pulled the ripcord earlier in the day. I didn't need to. I sat down, popped on all the streaming services. I think I have Netflix now. I have Amazon Prime. We have Disney Plus. I was looking for something to watch. I had an idea of what I wanted to watch, but I didn't want to dive into it. And that's the movie that I eventually dove into. However, I saw a movie pop on, and I'm like, man, I got to check this out. It was The Fanatic.
No.
With John Travolta. Hold on a second. I started it, and I watched the first scene where he...
Does he say I have to poop?
The first line in the movie that he says is, I can't talk long. I got to poo. No, it's poo. It's not poop.
That's even better.
I know. Poo just makes it even worse. Anyway, I continued watching that scene, and I was like, this isn't that bad. He's actually, this character is intriguing. It goes into the...
I was going to buy you this for Christmas, by the way, but go on.
It goes into the intro credits, and the intro credits are terrible. Like, they just, like, completely pulled me out. I'm like, oh, God. Then it goes into, like, the first scene. I watch the first scene. Like, this isn't that bad. Watch the second scene. Watch the third. Like, and then 15 minutes into it, I pulled the ripcord. I'm like, I'm out of this movie. I'm done. I'm going to start something that I know is going to be good.
Was it because Devon Sawa was in it?
I didn't get to him.
Oh,
wait, man. So this movie isn't your pick?
How? No, this is not my pick.
Oh, my
God. This is still the story.
Oh, no, totally. I did not see that
this
coming.
This is still the story. I couldn't get through it. It was so
and
terrible.
You were the ghost all along.
Twist.
Look.
But to go on your Devin Sawa tangent, I did see him in Escape Room 3. Garbage.
Oh, my God.
Garbage. That movie was terrible.
He should have called it after Idle
Hands.
He
was the villain. He was the villain in Escape Room 3.
Devin Sawa?
Is that your pick for next cast?
Wait, no. I literally have that. Look at that. What I have written around there.
Escape Room 2.
Which is coming out next year. So what are you talking about Escape Room 3?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Escape Plan 3.
Oh, I want to watch that.
No, terrible. You don't.
Is it bad?
It's no, really bad. It's just terrible. Anyway, so I go to the movie that I wanted to watch, which was Midsommar.
Oh,
God.
Have you watched it?
I'm dying
you
to.
No.
Did your wife like Hereditary?
No. She hated it.
Okay. Anyway.
I haven't seen either. I'm dying to.
I
That's
saw like
a lot
10
of
minutes
list.
Of it. I wanted to rip my own ball.
Hereditary?
Yeah, Hereditary.
Hereditary.
The trailer for Midsommar. Woo.
So.
I'm dying to see this movie.
So the reason I tell you about The Fanatic and my experience with that
That's
movie
a weird
is because.
Is
because, well, they're
he went from one of the probably worst movies of the year to here's one the, of the maybe best.
There's a tie-in, and I'll try to remember the tie-in at the end of my pick. So I just told you the story of how I watched Fanatic, and it was just god-awful
garbage.
For about 15 minutes.
Okay.
From the first second of Midsommar, I was, they set the hook.
Yeah.
It was like the first first image. I'm like, this is fucked up. Boom, set the hook. And then the title sequence set the hook even harder. I was in, it was a little bit of a slow burn. It's 2.5 hours.
Oof.
Is it streaming?
It is streaming on Amazon Prime.
Oh, for free?
For free.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah.
And I haven't had this reaction to a movie too often. I think I've spoken about stuff like from Takeshi Miike, like the Audition or Old Boy or stuff that like got me in the fetal position or made me just feel awful or awkward in a good way, because I like when a film can do that. However, this movie, there were moments where I stood up off of my couch like in the middle of the night and had to walk closer to the screen to get more involved in the movie. And there were moments at the end of the movie, I felt sick to my stomach.
Really?
Yeah, and it's not because of what was happening on the screen was disgusting or vile. It kind of was, but I've been desensitized. However, was happening on the screen in regards to the story and the arcs and what was happening and the music, it just made, like, I felt queasy.
It's that good.
And I got up close. I had to walk up to the screen to make sure what I was seeing was real. It was a really brutally awesome experience watching. So much so that I want to go see Hereditary, or I want to see Hereditary now, because that was the director's first movie.
Yeah, and I've seen either. I know nothing about either. I think with Midsommar, it's probably better to not know.
Midsommar.
That's how we say it over in Italy. Hey, Midsommar.
Wasn't it like in Finland or something?
Probably.
Yes.
Get this guy out of
Sweden
here.
Sweden or something, yeah.
I have heard allusions to Wicker Man.
Very much so.
With Nicolas Cage.
Bees! Yeah. I hate bees!
The tie-in is that for the first 15 minutes of The Fanatic, you find out that John Travolta's character is a horror movie aficionado. And part of that movie is that he's addicted to getting people's signatures and meeting famous people, that type of thing.
I want to see this movie.
And he mentions,
legit.
He meets a legit horror movie actress in the movie and mentions that she is one of the best final girls, or that she's a great final girl. And I've always loved that term, final girl.
Yes.
It's like the classic term that you use to describe like Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween and stuff.
She was
like
the first.
Midsommar is a very strange take on the final girl.
Awesome.
Very strange take.
Because it's actually a guy.
That made me almost vomit.
I want to stop this podcast right now and watch that goddamn movie. I really want to see this movie. It's showing up on a lot of people's like best list of the year, and it's disturbing and weird and twisted and sexy.
I will say this: the actress that's in the movie,
I know her.
I had a crush on her when I saw the movie with The Rock. It's a British
dude,
movie.
There's like 50 of them.
Sean Connery, a Nick Cage.
No.
Welcome to The Rock.
No.
I eat pressure for breakfast.
The winners go home and fuck the prom queen. She was the prom queen.
Really? There's a true story about a woman or a girl who tries to get into the WWE.
Oh, yeah.
You said it's really good.
She's in that movie, but she's a brunette and has a lot of makeup on. In this movie, she's a blonde, so I didn't know it was her at first until about halfway through.
Right, so it fucked with your head, but it's a suggestion. Like, you're saying see it.
It was funny as hell.
But you're saying see this
movie.
There
were moments where I laughed out loud. I was like, holy, like...
Really?
Holy oh, yeah. It was very much a...
I'm afraid that if I watch this, I'm going to get to know Chewie on a level that I'm not comfortable with.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
I don't want you to watch it because I know your head.
Yeah.
Should I watch it?
Yes.
Good.
Oh, no, I want you to watch it, but yeah, you can't watch it. Yeah.
Awesome. No problem.
You'll hate me.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what that sound means.
Woo!
We got to start talking Star Wars.
All right, take care, everybody. Woo! It's been a great time. I'm Three Toes of Fury. I'm Chewie Doom. Yeah. So put your... Knees? What? Oh, sorry. Sorry. So we need a needle scratch on this thing.
That's a terrible needle scratch.
Yeah, yeah. My name is Three Toes of Fury, and I'm here to say that I am.
Again, we apologize to a host of communities.
Someone told me that...
Those that are musically talented?
That
yeah.
DJ Jazzy Jeff was bisexual, or Will Smith was bisexual?
Yeah.
That's weirdest segue I've ever heard of.
Is what? That a real thing?
Yeah, him and Jada, dude, they're swingers to the max.
What are you guys talking about?
But that him and DJ Jazzy Allegedly. Jeff were like a couple.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Allegedly.
Nutpunch.com.
Okay.
Yeah, nutpunch.com. I subscribe.
Okay, we got to talk about Star Wars.
Mandalorian.
This is part two.
Greatest thing to happen to Star Wars ever.
Oh, wait, you liked it? Oh, this is going to be interesting.
You know, I didn't like the child. I didn't really like the Mandalorian either.
Right.
I really only liked Greef Karga. Actually, I did like Greef Karga.
You're going to have to tell which was Greef Karga.
Don't you love Star Wars names?
Oh, nice. I don't. I'm terrible. That's what we discussed this. I'm going to be speaking about it in terms of who does the...
Isn't it crazy how it's like Greef Karga, Hapto Haha.
All right, come on.
Ray.
Luke Starkiller.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
No.
Abu Frick.
That show is... There was not a bad character on that show.
Correct.
I hate to say it.
Correct. So Mando?
Wait, Xena, Princess Warrior?
She was on it?
What?
When the fuck was Lucy Lawless on that show?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Xena, with there's not a bad character on the show.
Oh.
Did he just have like a mini stroke? And by mini, I mean Maxi.
Can we check the dilation of his eyes?
Yeah, do you smell toast?
I smell oranges.
No.
You're fine. Scurvy.
I honestly, a lot of people, no one disliked the Mandalorian. You got some oranges. No, I thought that was lemons, guys.
I eat anything. It's scurvy. Just fruit helps you with it.
No, it was amazing.
Mando.
The only critique I heard about the show was...
Don't you dare, bro. Don't you dare.
I have to critique it. And it wasn't a critique, well, a little bit. Was that the Mandalorian never had an obstacle he couldn't beat. And that was something like...
That's not true. Because didn't at the end of the day that there was an aspect of the teamwork that was needed. There was multiple
the final episode. Yeah.
But even there's multiple episodes where didn't like Baby Yoda helped him out along the way at some point or another, right? Doing something adorable.
Baby Yoda did all the heavy lifting,
right?
Get it? Damn it! Hit the button. Yeah. No. Exactly. But I mean, for the most part, it was like he could just kind of beat everything. But I'm like, who gives a shit?
That's the show. Perfect. You need him to be a strong character.
Amazing.
Yes.
The setting, the character. I love that it felt like a Western the entire 100%. Time. I don't know if I watch enough samurai movies to get the samurai part as much, because I'm sure there was, but the Western, it was Brett, like the scenes, it just was such a clean.
So let me drop some show. Science with you. Totally agree. Westerns and samurai, and everybody knows that's the influence of the show. Like two episodes in, I was like, holy shit, this is picking up some strong vibes from, it's a samurai series called the Baby Cart series, Baby Cart in Hades. It was also for Tarantino fans in Kill Bill. Kill Bill Part 2, his daughter, Bill's daughter, is watching a movie called Samurai, Shogun Assassin. Yeah. Samurai Assassin, Shogun Assassin, which is an edited version of that. But it's a real famous samurai series about a guy and a baby. And they just go around and it's carnage laden. It's an excellent series. And that vibe of this like older samurai, this quiet, stoic samurai with this little kid in around all this. It's exactly mirrored in the whole Mando
Wolf
and Baby
something?
Yoda. Lone Wolf and Cub.
Yeah,
Lone that's Wolf it. And so Cub. The Baby Cart from Hades is actually one of the movie titles. Lone Wolf and Cub. Yeah. So there's strong vibes from there. There's strong vibes from Western. Strong vibes from classic, like the Seven Samurai. But it's done so...
It's amazing.
Well, and it's done for like audiences that'll never watch any of this stuff. I mean, Westerns are pretty much a dead thing.
And the show itself, I have... in-laws in their 70s who don't enjoy Star Wars that can't stop talking about The Mandalorian.
Of course.
I mean, it's it's transcended everything.
Because it's standalone. It's quiet. Like, his character is quiet. It doesn't need a lot of spectacle. It doesn't need a lot of... I kind of like the fact that it isn't overwritten. We're getting a lot of shows that are really impressively written.
Yeah.
Tons of detail, tons of twisty-turny, tons of arcs. I kind of like that this one is real simple.
Do you know what is flawless? I know Chewie will agree. Fucking Werner Herzog in that show.
Werner Herzog's on point. I thought you
were going to say Gina Carano.
Oh, my God.
She's awesome. She's the female lead.
She could wrestle me all day. She could break bone as long as we get to... Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna stick it in her octagon.
That's not the lone wolf.
That would be that's me smoking a cigarette after I stick it in the octagon.
And for me, is no surprise, we talked about it. Fucking IG fan club all day long. IG-11.
Yeah, Taika.
He did the voice?
Yeah.
Nice.
Did Three Toes really not know that?
Yeah, I did not.
Nut punch. Where's the sound effect?
Got it.
Where's the nut punch? The nut punch is coming.
Here it is.
Is it this?
Ugh. No, it's not that one. Word! Stay in school, kids.
Drugs are for losers.
Cool losers.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I didn't. I didn't know a lot of stuff, though.
Has The Mandalorian saved Star Wars?
No. But it never needed saving.
I
mean... The movie's made billions, and it's done
now.
No
one is fighting over The Mandalorian. No one. Have you heard anyone say, oh, Mandalorian, fuck that
No, actually, that's a great... You know what? That's a great point. Throwing something out into the nerdverse and the social mediaverse, you'd think there would be a fair amount of, like...
No.
But I don't think I've heard a negative anything.
No.
No.
Which is a testament to the show, because it's phenomenal.
Yeah. You have strong titles coming out of Star Wars now. The Clone Wars coming back. The Fallen Order didn't suck like everyone thought it would. I mean, I feel like it's in a decent state. It's in a better state than it was after Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah. You think so?
100% yes.
I think it gives new life to a new venue. So you were talking earlier on the last cast about Clone Wars coming back, excitement there. The fact that they were able to make a live action, and they put a fuck ton of money and time into it and production value, but entertaining show. And frankly, I was real skeptical about the episode length. No, the episode length is as long as it needs to be. And that is the right approach for an episode that doesn't feel like filler.
Yeah.
They're very fun. They're very creative, changing. I love the Prisoners episode. We got a chance to talk a little bit about like Bill Burr.
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenal. In that particular one, I loved the scene where he gets locked in the prison cell. There's the double cross and his escape from there using the like robot coming by. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's really a fun show. It's fun.
And the thing for me about the show is it has some of the single greatest action sequences, even like quality-wise, of the movie. The end of episode 3, when all the Mandalorians started like coming down on jetpacks, like Katie, my wife, looked at me, and she could just see the elation on my face. I was like, Like, I was like, I was standing on the couch. She's just like, yep, I had a feeling you were going to, like, I could not.
It's amazing.
Stop.
Yeah.
Flawless.
Yes.
That is what Star Wars. It's those kind of moments where you're just like, this is why I watch. Holy shit! I had to look around.
That was a mistake.
Weird. That was fucking.
I kind of like it though. Moody.
Fantastic.
End of episode 1, the big shootout in the Western town.
Yes.
With Mando and IG. And IG in the end of episode 8, like there's some really, really well done action scenes, which is phenomenal.
And the comedy, to me.
Yes.
The Mandalorian is what the MCU, like that, they get it. It's action and it's comedy and it's heart and it's all that wrapped up well together.
And great characters. You said that earlier.
Yes.
Every character on the show is interesting to
me. I would not have picked
a
different cast. Like,
Nick Nolte's voice is the little
yes.
puppy dog thing. Yes.
The Ugnaught.
Is that his name?
That's his race.
D's nuts? What?
Motherfucker.
Wait, who's the voice of the Ugnaught?
Nick Nolte.
Oh, Nick. Oh, yeah, that guy.
What?
Giancarlo Esposito.
And saving him towards the end, which I was like, okay, that's good, because now it just makes me want more.
Now that the show's over, we can discuss. When they brought in the Darksaber, I legitimately creamed my pants.
That was a great action sequence.
Yes.
With the Mandalorian, like, attaching to the ship.
Yeah, did you, when he blew up the wing, tell me you both didn't flash back to fucking Breaking Bad. What does he yell right before the bomb goes off?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, no. And the same thing happens.
That's
like,
right.
The wing blows up. He's like, no. And the wing exploded. I was like, "Yo, that's like, fantastic!"
Well, they killed him pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad he's not dead. Me but too. What a great tie-in to Clone Wars. Watch the fucking show.
Got to.
Who is the guy from New Hope that doesn't like Luke?
Yes,
at the bar.
Is he in
no.
that scene?
No,
but he's in the show.
Is he?
No,
no, no, but. What's his name?
Oh, no, he was
I
in...
I have a point.
I don't like you, and he doesn't like you either.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Was he racist?
Real life? Nance. Definitely.
Oh. the actor? Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Different time. No, I was trying to get to a point that's not going to work. I think it was funny to see one of the first blatantly racist and sexist characters in Star Wars with Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
He was deliberately sexist against the female character.
Checking off.
And racist checking against off. The Gungans.
Yes. Keep going.
Making fun of them.
I mean, he was.
It's great.
He was doing an impersonation of one.
It was great. That episode is a great episode.
So what you're saying was Bill Burr was Bill Burr in Star Wars?
Pretty much. Yeah. It's a pretty much.
Whitey!
But yeah.
So what else? Characters, story arc. So season two, do we have?
I feel like. Either I dreamt this or overheard somebody saying, like, it's literally in talks to make this like a 7-season show.
Probably will be.
And like that Disney's considering greenlighting all 7 seasons.
There's no reason they shouldn't. It got people to their channel. It's going to keep people on there. Yes. So it's, yeah, I'm 100% on board.
I'm not sure. One of the cast members came out and said, I'm not sure if it was that Natalia Tena. You know that she was from Game of Thrones.
I feel like did I overhear it or did I dream it that they have already filmed or are filming the second season?
I don't remember her in the show.
She was a nanny, I believe, for kids. She was also in Harry Potter. Dude, I'm telling you, I'm good at that facial recognition shit. Like, I was telling the wife, I'm like, that's Nymphadora from Harry Potter. Nice. She's like, how the fuck do you? I'm like, just look at her face.
Connect the dots.
I think it was her that came out and said that the scripts have been read for season two.
Yeah.
And they said it's unexpected.
Ooh. They can do anything, yeah, right? I mean, we don't really know much more about Baby Yoda, so there's the big mystery.
Wait, when does
this
take place? After
Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi, okay.
Right, because it's before, it's the downfall of the Empire, but before the building of the First Order.
Or the Final Order.
Yes, unleash all of the spaceships.
That's it's also cool to see, to live in a world, or to be in a world, a universe in the show where the rebellion is trying to build its own government, and you could tell that they're still in like the beginning stages. They don't really know what's going on. You still have like sympathizers of.
Do you know what was like to your point the best order. Part?
Plus, classic stormtroopers.
Squeak. Well, not best part, but love that. The explanation of
they're also dirty.
Werner. Yes. How do you say his name? Is it Werner?
Werner. Yeah.
When he explains why the Empire is better, like statistically, and it's like it kind of makes sense. Like I hate to say it, but. It does seem like it's more order. I mean, yeah, you're oppressed and you don't have free will, but at least you're safer.
Mm-hmm. Well, he isn't anymore, but
he's
rest in peace. Yeah. And the stuff about the different currencies where there was he wouldn't take the money based off of the old the Empire.
Yeah,
I was like, that's kind of cool. Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome.
Currency looked kind of funny, though. It kind of looked like
what a fucking racist.
No, you know those like those wax tubes that you get with jelly in them?
No.
Like syrup? As a kid, it was wax.
What the fuck?
A wax tube full of
heroin?
Blue syrup, red syrup.
Yes, of course, they're awesome. Like the little,
That's what it looked like. Just like handing out pucks.
What are you two talking about?
You never had this candy? Finally, something you haven't had. So it's a little wax bottle, and you would bite it off, and then inside of it was the syrup, like that you would drink. But you could also chew on the actual.
They told you could always chew on the wax, but I
did all the time.
Yeah, everyone tried to, and you're like, this doesn't taste good.
That reminds me to ask: have you guys ever had wax lips? Did you ever use?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
But I got surgery and got rid of them. Duck face.
Okay.
Influencers.
Boomer.
So
TikTok.
Mandalorian.
Boomerang. That's everything I know.
Sorry. The best. The best thing to happen to Star Wars since Empire. I would put it above Return of the Jedi for me, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I revisited Return. Return's amazing. It's
best thing since.
I think it's insanely creative while being insanely not redundant. What's the word?
That sounds like a very nice compliment.
Not really. But no, I feel like, and that's, I haven't done yet. Chewie, we usually do this. Have you gone out and like sought out the influences for the show?
Sukuk? Is that a Star Wars character?
Sudoku. Sudoku.
It's how they say it in Japan.
Yeah. So, you know, when we like when you watch a Tarantino movie, you go out and you find the 700 things he ripped off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this show I have.
How dare you?
Oh, come on.
He doesn't rip off, he borrows.
Come on.
So does everyone.
So this show, having all these influences.
Go on.
I at some point I want to go out there, and because I think there are probably a poop ton of them. Example. One of the first scenes in the first episode is where the little taxi driver brings him out to go to a spaceship, and he gets on and he's about to take off from the planet.
Yeah.
Through the ice breaks, this giant prehistoric thing that grabs onto a ship, and it's very like theatrical, and he takes off. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's opening scene. I'm like, holy shit. Whether it's subconscious or it's consciously cribbed, it's a ripoff from Jaws 2. One of my, I loved Jaws 2 as a kid, and there's this amazing scene where these kids are all trapped on these boats, and Jaws is picking them off. A helicopter comes in, and it's going to save them all, and it lands. You're like, duh, how do you get away from shark? Get the fuck out of there, get in the air. The thing lands on these pontoons in the water. Like, ah, that's awesome. The kids are safe. The shark fucking grabs the side of the helicopter and drags it into the water. Picture perfect. Exactly the scene from Mando. So they feel like there's...
Jaws 2?
There's four Jaws's, thank you.
What?
Jaws 3 and 3D. Saw it. Terrible. Jaws 4, The Revenge. We will never speak of it again. So my point is that I feel like the show is awesome and crazy and great, but yeah. I'm thinking there's probably a fair amount of it that's rehashed.
Absolutely.
Like a lot of things. But it's done so well and creative and enjoyable that I'm like, have at it.
Is this a good representation of what we're going to be getting for Star Wars moving forward in the movies and TV and all that stuff?
I can 100,000% guarantee yes.
Yeah.
Why would you... Marvel figured out a formula... I mean, I don't know if it's worked for them.
Right.
I mean, financially, I feel like it's made
they'll
some
break
money.
Even someday.
Yeah, one, you know, they'll someday. Be in the black. I mean, someday. The red now, but like now that they know that people of all generations love The Mandalorian, why would you not try your damnedest to make that your movie?
Yeah, fucking, they got to give the keys to the Empire to Favreau. I mean, it's
Favreau and Filoni for
Favreau
the win.
Did it?
I know, Dave Filoni.
Who's Filoni again? I need to know that name better.
He created the Clone Wars.
He's also pretty much George Lucas's
son. I mean, he's not his son, but
Padawan.
Yeah, he is. He's basically the right hand of George Lucas.
Okay.
He's who everyone goes to for
nerd cred, nerd knowledge.
He's the cowboy hat.
Yeah, for information about.
Didn't
Star
you
Wars.
Say that Freddie Prinze Jr. like lost his mind once and started yelling, "I know Dave Filoni"?
Yeah.
What?
I gotta find that interview.
Yeah, so Freddie Prinze Jr. did the voice for who?
He's, oh my God.
He's in the Clone Wars, isn't he?
He's now Rebels.
Rebels.
The main Jedi guy. I can't think of it.
And Freddie Prinze Jr. is actually also considered one of, like, the sole living, like, keepers of the realm for Star Wars as well.
For reals?
I think so.
Kaden. That's his name.
For Rebels?
For Rebels.
Nice.
So isn't it kind of funny that... the people that are doing good work in the Star Wars universe are people that did good work in the MCU.
Yes.
So you have Favreau.
But he also did direct Iron Man 2, so...
Which was my favorite.
Oh, my God. Turn his mic off.
Yeah. Just...
that's right. We all know I'm lying.
Yeah.
Three thumbs up.
And the only movie director that's been greenlit officially for a Star Wars movie is Taika Waititi.
Right.
And what the hell is that going to look like?
Oh, I know.
That guy's a busy camper.
Even though he did the last episode of The Mandalorian.
And he nailed it.
He directed
That's right. And it was, there was actually, I think I watched, there's other directors in there that I recognized as well. That show's got some cred.
Oh, yeah.
Flawless.
Well, supposedly Deborah Chow, who did, I think, two episodes.
She did.
She was given the Obi-Wan show. The whole show. Which people were thinking that might be her way into maybe getting her own.
Speaking of Dave Filoni, did you see the prison episode?
Of course.
Those TIE fighter pilots was Dave Filoni was one of them, and so was she, I believe. Yeah. And there was three directors
Fuka.
Okay, I don't think that's his
that's
name.
That's another Star Wars character.
Oh my God.
Fukunara?
Pika Pika. Yes. So
they were in there too.
Yeah,
cameos.
It was a cool like nod to them.
Jesus Christ.
Come on, you can't take this guy anywhere. Apart.
So these episodes were called The State of Star Wars Episode 1, where we kind of chat upon our experience with the Rise of Skywalker, which we hope softens as time goes on.
It'll soften.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've talked to every nerd I know. It will soften.
It will. I mean, even our relationship with Episodes 7 and 8,
I like them both. I like them more now than I did when
exactly.
I saw
them. Exactly. So, and it takes time. Fuck, my rewatch of episodes 1, 2, and 3 recently, I was like, God damn it, episode 3 is pretty great.
Yeah, it is.
So, time, money, space, allowing some of the hype, the expectation to go away. I don't think I'm going to change my mind on some of the major choices, but eventually I hope to find some time to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
In episode 2, which we just recorded, which you are now listening to.
Wow, that was meta as fuck.
Not really.
Not really. It was, yeah.
just stating the obvious.
Was all about what we love about The Mandalorian and
yes.
the future.
Yes.
Any takeaway comments or what's the one thing you think of?
Star Wars is going to be okay.
Yeah. And I mean, I think we're good with the ending. I'm using finger quotes. The major trilogies, the ending of the major characters. It's time to kind of to do some new stuff. And that's another thing with Mando. They're introducing new characters. Mando very, very, very little relies on the nostalgia. Very little relies on the fan service. Very little relies on even callbacks. There's very few callbacks to the Star Wars verse, and there's enough. There was a reference to Beggar's Canyon and things like that, but it wasn't like it relied on it. It's like it carved out its own little niche, and that's great. That's what they need to do is take risks and give us some new stuff, some characters to enjoy.
Yeah. And unquote.
Yeah. The one takeaway I like is the casting. Their casting.
Oh, flawless. And the cameos are perfect.
Yes.
Whoever's the cast, like, they're on it.
Fucking having the opening, the taxi driver is Brian Posehn. Fucking having Horatio Sanz as the open, like the alien in there.
Amy Sedaris is amazing.
Oh, she was so good.
And I love Amy Sedaris. Yeah. I always have. She's amazing. Yeah. She's hilarious. I love that she got some cred. That's awesome.
Bill Burr.
Yeah.
And what's his name who plays that big red?
Yes.
Clancy.
Yes.
Clancy Brown?
Clancy Brown.
He's one of my favorite. I'm telling you, and that's something I think I pointed out, but you watch The Clone Wars, that man is the voice of like 1,000 characters.
He does a lot of voiceover work.
Because he has very, very distinct voice. And
he's also Mr. Crab from SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome.
And he was in Starship Troopers.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right.
You don't like Starship Troopers?
Oh, come on now, dude. I love Starship Troopers.
Nope. Damage is done.
Bugs.
Okay.
Outro.
Oh, yeah.
We got to do a fast food feel file.
Oh, yeah. What do you got?
What are we talking about?
Shit, I had something.
I swear to God, I don't think I talked about it. But you know what? It is so good that
I still haven't had one of those tacos.
They're probably gone by now.
Yeah. Fuckers.
I have to shout out to my father-in-law. He was very adamant that I do go to this restaurant, said restaurant, and try this new food item. Well, now it's not new. It's a little old, but the mac and cheese Chick-fil-A. Fucking amazing.
Talk to me. Is it just mac and cheese?
Yes, it is. It is. My father-in-law is from Kentucky, so the man knows Southern food. And he's like, you will enjoy this as a, I don't know if I want to call myself a connoisseur of mac and cheese. I am. I'll call myself
you
that.
You are.
It is great. It is amazing.
If I need mac and cheese
you come expertise. To fucking me, man.
I have a lot of expertise on the mac side, but cheese, not so much. No, that's a total lie.
Just plain mac?
Yeah.
Just plain elbow noodles?
He just eats fucking plain angel hair pasta while making his skin lamps.
Yeah.
Put on the lotion.
Is it cooked? Put on the lotion. It's probably not even cooked noodles. It's really good. And you know what it is? The thing I do enjoy about it is the serving size. You're not getting a bucket of mac and cheese. It's not like you go to KFC.
I want a bucket.
Okay. Well, I don't know. They might make a large. I don't know. I just get the small. But it's
why?
Because you're eating a sandwich. I don't get it as just the meal. I'm not going to eat a large mac and cheese and a fucking chicken sandwich.
I can say this with 100% confidence as American. I have never ordered the small option of any food or drink item in my entire life.
You know what? If you know Three Toes, I believe it.
That is fact.
I believe it.
Never?
Either you love America or you talk American or you get the fuck out.
Okay, here's my question about the mac and cheese. Do you think it's a bag? Do you think it comes in a sack?
Do you think they make it fresh? I don't think it comes like a Panera mac and cheese. I feel like
in a sack.
Yeah, I think they make it.
I think you like saying the word sack. Do you think it comes in moist?
Do you mean
is it moist?
A moist
is
sack?
Is it a moist sack?
Sack and
moist
cheese?
Come on. Sack. Is it a moist sack with a lozenge?
What the fuck?
I went a little crazy there, sorry.
Yeah. Something got lost in translation on that one.
So this mac and cheese is
good enough to put your dick in it.
Whoa. Well, I guess in the proverbial poker game of life, you just went all the fuck in.
Let it cool a little bit.
I don't think they're boiling noodles in the back.
Yeah, they are.
And adding
this is Chick-fil-A we're talking about.
Think so?
No, I don't know.
I'm stopping by a Chick-fil-A after the cast, and I'm going to ask questions.
Oh, I thought you were going to get the mac and cheese. I'm not here to purchase anything, sir.
Before I order this mac and cheese.
I have some questions, some dietary questions. Do you guys use a moist sack? Police.
What's happening?
I don't know what's happening.
We're good.
Wait.
I.
Yeah. That's it.
9 out of 10.
Is it a meal or is it a side?
From 9 to 10,
it's a side. It's a side.
Go get it. Try it out.
What do you get it with?
A spicy chicken sandwich. Mm. I supplement it for the fries.
Chicken sandwich there?
One thing that...
Versus Popeyes?
It's not as good.
Okay.
It's not as good.
Lightly breaded.
It's lightly breaded. Spicy, though.
Did you hear that? That means... We gotta get out of here. We gotta get out of here.
And guys and gals, thank you for listening. Check out Astery Factory.
Check out the Ass Factory.
Check out the AsteroidFactory.com site. There you can find more information about this episode and all other episodes. There you can leave us a voicemail that we may just play on a future episode of the podcast.
Listen, share, and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or any podcast app of your choice. If you like the show, please tell your like-minded friends. Anything you can do to spread the word, anything, helps us take over the world. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook for up-to-the-minute coverage of what we geek out about. And don't forget this week, watch a movie, read a comic, and do some gaming. I'm Chewy.
Dirty Tales of Fury.
And I'm James Von Doom. And remember, until the robots rise up, put your ankles in it. You diabolical dick-shrinking motherfucker.